I've got a coach on the line right now. And just to put it in its proper perspective, ladies and gentlemen, they're 10-0 on this season. That's true. But the coach I'm about to talk to is a 2-time National Coach of the Year. He's a 4-time SEC Coach of the Year. He's the 2025 SEC Coach of the Year as well for the number 2 ranked University of Texas Longhorns women's basketball team. Overall record, impressive, 144-36. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Vic Schaefer. How are you, sir? How are you doing, coach? How's everything?
Oh, man, it's great. Thank you so much for having me today, Stephen A. I really appreciate it.
The honor is all mine. Why the hell are you so good, and why are your team so good? We don't talk much. We don't talk a lot about women's basketball, but I make sure to talk about it because I'm a fan of the WNBA, and I'm a fan of women's college basketball. You're pretty damn good, sir. Pretty damn great, I might add. What's the secret, sir? What's the secret?
Hey, I've got a tremendous staff, Stephen A. I'm, you know, probably like yourself, you know, you and I, we've been around a long time. We're smart enough to know we can't do it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. I've surrounded myself with great people. I have a tremendous coaching staff, and we have a great group of young ladies. We do our homework. My staff does a tremendous job in recruiting. We have really good players. I've got 2 of the best guards in the country, and to go along with a great, great cast with them. So, really, really just been fortunate, Stephen A., to have all that and then some, you know, to be able to do what we've been able to do.
Having won over 30-plus games over the last 2 years or so, a lot of people got a lot of expectations with you guys, looking forward to you guys going to the Final Four. That's what they're talking about. You already got wins over UCLA and South Carolina. How is your team handling the expectations that have been heaped on the shoulders over the years? Last couple of years, we've looked at LSU. We looked at UConn. We looked at South Carolina, of course. They're talking about you guys now. How are you guys handling? How do you believe your team is handling the expectations that have been heaped on them thus far?
You know, Stephen A., when you're at the University of Texas, I mean, it's just what comes with signing up to be here. You know, we get everybody's best shot. We get everybody's best 2 days of practice. We get everybody's best pregame meal. We get everybody's best shoot around. So, you know, as we tell them in recruiting, when you come here, it's Texas versus everyone. And so you've got to wear that. You know, you've got to wear it every day. It's a way of living if you're going to be here at the University of Texas, whether you're a coach or a player. And so I think our players do a tremendous job of it. You know, this year we've been a little dinged up. We've had some kids out. We only had 9 players, of which 7 were our frontline players for those back-to-back games out in Vegas when we played South Carolina and UCLA back-to-back. We've since played North Carolina, who was number 10 at the time. And we've got a big matchup Sunday with a top 12, 13 team Baylor. So, you know, our kids, we really pride ourselves on being tough, Stephen A. Like, right. My kids really want to be a tough, physical, aggressive basketball team. They take pride in that. Their work ethic is off the chart. I mean, I'm really blessed to have a tremendous group of young ladies.
Coach Schaefer, educate us about what it's like to coach young ladies, and you're talking about toughness. Because obviously, you know, people say, oh, no, it's a lady now. And, you know, the way men get talked to, young men get talked to, it's a little bit different with the ladies. You got to be a little bit different. That's what we hear. That's what we hear. You would know. So talk to me about that and what a challenge it is to coach young ladies. Or is it just the same? And it's no different. Damn it, we're trying to win. Here's what comes with it.
No, I will, at least in my gym, mm-hmm. you know, we certainly don't demean, we don't talk down, and we don't have a lot of curse words flying around. And again, that's my gym. But
yes.
I think when you talk about, you know, Stephen A., when you talk about tough, physical, and aggressive, that's an everyday thing of how you live. Because you and I both know the real world, you better be tough and you better be aggressive also in the real world or you'll get gobbled up. And that's so right. in any sport, if you ask any coach, if they talk to you and they say, man, your team is really tough, physical, and aggressive, that doesn't say anything about your skill set.
Right.
That says nothing about your jump shot. Doesn't say anything about how fast your running back runs or how far your quarterback can throw it or how fast your pitcher throws it from the mound. But if you're a tough, physical, aggressive competitor, if you're a tough, physical, aggressive basketball team, as a coach, you're going to like that. And so I think for us, when people watch how hard our kids play, like that's the one thing, Stephen A., that I'd say so much pride in, and our kids do too. When the game's over and I go back to the locker room, if I know we played our guts out, man, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like I don't, the rest of it's just details for me. And so it's kind of what we talk about here, honoring the game, respecting the game. If you play hard, you honor the game and respect the game will be real fair to you. And we really believe that.
We're talking five-time SEC Coach of the Year, the one and only Vic Schaefer for Texas, out right here with Stephen A. Smith on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. You know, over the last couple of years, we've heard the name Caitlin Clark. We've heard, obviously, Juju Watkins. We saw Paige Beckers. We saw all of this. Madison Booker. Talk to us about this player that you have here, your leading scorer. Talk to us about what type of player this forward for your basketball team is.
Hey, I'm telling you, I think she's the best in the country. She's got a big time frame. She is a smart, heady kid. Humble. I'm telling you, humble, you know, just as humble as anything you've ever seen. Grateful. Just a great kid, man. I mean, as great of a player as she is, and again, I think she's the best in the game right now. Mm-hmm. She's even a better kid. And just tremendous family, but that's why she is who she is. She's been raised right, tremendous support at home, but just an unbelievable competitor. Like, we talk, just like I just said, the game's real fair. You get out of it what you put into it. Her, Rory Harmon, my point guard.
Yep, I was getting there.
It permeates throughout my team, but those kids are in every day early. They stay late. They invest in their craft. And Madison Booker, here's what makes her so special, Stephen A. You got all those players. You mentioned some of them. And mm-hmm. they play one, maybe two positions. Madison Booker can play and has played four positions here. She's been the point guard and been player of the year in the Big 12 as a freshman. She's won the Cheryl Miller Award for the nation's best small forward in the country 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. She's been SEC player of the year as a sophomore. Now she's a junior. But I think what makes her so special and what will make her so special at the next level when people start assembling their draft board and who they want number one, number two, number three, she right. can play multiple positions and just is smart. I mean, really cerebral kid, really knows the game, unselfish to a fault. I have to get on her sometimes because she turns down shots. I don't want her turning down because right. she's just a great teammate. She just right. loves playing with her team. And again, it's one of the things she enjoys the pass as much as she does making the bucket.
Point guard, Rory Harmon. I'm looking at her, and I'm asking this question as to whether or not she's the best point guard in the country because I'm looking at her being Texas's all-time career assist leader, fourth all-time in program history and career steals, only player in Texas women's basketball history with 1,300 points and 800-plus assists. This season already has 82 assists and just 17 turnovers. I'm wondering about Rory Harmon and your thoughts about her at this particular juncture in her career, particularly considering the national title aspirations that you have.
Man, she's, again, to me, she's the best in the country. 7-1 assist to turnover ratio right now. She had 14 assists two nights ago and I think one turnover. Mm-hmm. She's finally, you know, getting back to her old form. She had an injury 2 years ago. Last year, she came back from that injury. Still was really good. But just those stats that you just read off, think about how special that is, how hard that is to do. Over 1,300 points, over 800 assists. She's the all-time assist player and still has 20, maybe 30 games left in her. She's going to separate herself where that record is never going to be broken. But had the game winner against South Carolina out in Vegas. Yeah. Had 26 the night before against UCLA. And they've got a really good point guard in Keke Rice, who we have a tremendous amount of respect for. But Rory has really, really playing well. She's back to her old self mm-hmm. before she got hurt. Runs a team, knows when she needs to maybe score, and then knows when, you know what, tonight's the night where I need to get the ball to Book, to Jordan Lee, get it to our two bigs inside. She's just another really smart, heady kid.
Coach, you were in the regional final a couple of years ago. You were in the Final Four last year. How much pressure are you personally feeling? Because you got a smile on your face. You're enjoying yourself. I haven't seen a coach smile as much as I've seen you smile in years, okay? And I've been knowing you for 10 minutes. You seem to be a very, very happy man. I imagine expectations come with that level of happiness when you got a team that's undefeated, when you got victories over UCLA and South Carolina already on your docket. The expectations are here now. Do you find them to be different than what they've been in recent memory for you?
Not really, Stephen A. I came from Mississippi State, where we had played for back-to-back national championships in 17 and 18. The expectations, whether I was at Texas or Mississippi State or anywhere else, it's what I create for myself.
Right.
I came straight from practice, and we had a really good practice. Right. And again, I have great kids, so it's hard for me not to be loving what I do, which I do. I've been doing this 41 years. I absolutely wow. love what I do. It's a blessing to be able to do what I do, have the impact that I can have, and be around these kids. I mean, they're just great kids. Like, I just have an incredible group. But the expectation piece, when you sign up to be a coach at the University of Texas, it just comes with it, Stephen A. And you either don't sign up to be here, or if you come here, it's just part of it. And, but I would have them whether I'm here or anywhere. I'm a really competitive person. My kids will tell you, I talk to them in terms of competing all the time, whether we're competing together as a basketball team, or I'm competing in a golf tournament, or I'm competing when I go fishing. I tell them I don't go fishing. I'm going right. catching, And so there's just a big difference in your approach and how you think. So for these, for me right now, I do have a great team, but I have a great group of young ladies too. They're a lot of fun to be around.
I'm going to throw this one of these last questions out at you, because I'm thinking about you and that smile on your face and how happy you are. I'm thinking about you coaching these young ladies, and I'm thinking about the state of college athletics, the world of NIL, the world of trade, transfer portals and all of this. I asked Coach Close from UCLA this just the other day when I was in LA about the landscape of college athletics and how it's changed. She seems like somebody who's hell bent on being around for a long, long time. You certainly look that way yourself. But on the men's side, we've seen the great ones like Krzyzewski and Roy Williams and others step away from the game in basketball and football. We've seen a Nick Saban step away. You feeling the way that you feel, Close feeling the way that she feels. Is that about the game? Is it about the ladies? Or is it about something else that we're missing?
Well, again, I think if you're going to compete at the highest level, which is all that I'm interested in, I got no interest in just being good. Like, that's just not how I'm built. I want to be somewhere where I compete, for a national championship year in and year out. I'm blessed to be at the University of Texas where I can do that. But I also see a bigger picture too, Stephen A. I have a chance to make an impact in young people's lives. And I feel like, again, when you start getting swallowed up and enveloped in winning versus, hey, God has put you in a place where you can really impact a young person's life. You can help get them ready for the real world. And so I try to stay grounded in that way as well. Sark and I, we had a conversation once, and it's real simple. With this whole thing with NIL, there was a thing called the dinosaur a while back, and what happened to them? They're extinct. They couldn't figure it out. we as coaches with NIL, we better figure it out or we're going to be extinct too, because it's not going away. And so I think between that and the whole portal thing and just the whole landscape, you can get to where you're beating your head in the wall real easy. You know, if you lose sight and you stop and you lose yourself and you're not grounded in what's really the big picture here of having a chance to impact young people's lives and teach them and get them ready for the real world, it can be troublesome for you. But like I said, for us here at Texas, we have a chance to compete. We have a chance to be very, very competitive. And again, I come to work every day. I go past those assistant coaches' offices doors, man. I don't have to worry about anybody or anything. Those guys are working hard. They're great, good Christian people. And we have great kids. And man, what a great opportunity and environment to be in each and every day. So I am, Stephen A. I'm really blessed. I'm pretty happy guy. Yeah,
happy I got. Well, listen, I don't blame you. I've been down to the University of Texas in Austin, Texas. That's a great place to be. I mean, there's a lot of places a hell of a lot worse than Austin, Texas. I'm here to tell you. So I understand that smile on your face. I truly, truly do. Before I let you get on, I have one last question. Looking back on your long and successful career, sir, from coaching freshman boys at Milby High School in Texas,
yes, sir,
to leading teams to Final Fours, do you remember the moment you knew you wanted to be a coach?
You know, I get asked that, and I think it goes back to my senior year in high school. I was playing, and I was a pretty good little point guard on my high school team, and we were playing a much bigger school, and they went on a 10-0 run, mm-hmm, and I called timeout. And so we all go over to the bench and sit down, and the coach looks around and goes, "Hey, who called timeout?" And I said, "Well, I did, coach." And I said, "They went on a 10-0 run. I felt like we needed to get a timeout." He goes, "That'll be fine, Vic. You sit down. Bobby, you go in for Vic. I'm the coach. I'll call the timeouts." So I think I figured out at that moment, okay, he is the coach. I better let him do his job. But when that time comes, maybe I'll be ready to make that decision to call a timeout. So.
And look at you now. Let 35, what is it, 35-4, 35-4 last season, 10-0, 11-0 right now. The head coach for the University of Texas women's basketball program, the one and only Vic Schaefer, one of the best in the business. Thank you so much for your busy time out of your, taking busy time out of your schedule, sir.
One thing for you, Stephen A., I want to offer this to you. I want you and Kevin Frazier.
Okay.
Y'all come, listen now, I want you to come to a game. I'm going to put you on the bench with me.
What?
You're going to sit down there on the bench.
What?
You can see firsthand what it's like to be in the trenches in a big SEC game. So y'all figure it out. You know, Kevin's a great friend of mine in the family. And,
okay.
I'd love for y'all to come here and come to Austin. And hey, I promise you, you've done a lot of great things in your life. You have never been down there in the trenches during a big game. You'll love it.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something, Coach. I'm looking at the schedule right now. I mean, because you just said that. I'm looking at the schedule because I got to pick me a really, really good game at Texas.
Yes, sir.
You have my word. I'm coming.
All right.
I'm going to make it happen. All right?
All right, man.
I appreciate
you,
Coach.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. One and only Vic Schaefer, head coach for women's basketball program at the University of Texas. Undefeated, number 2 ranked team in the nations right now. Right here with Stephen A., SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Back with your calls in a minute. Don't go away. It's the Stephen A. Smith Show. Mad Dog Sports Radio in the house. In a minute.